a very special day down here. Not only is it the end of this road trip for the Giants, and the 2016 season marches on with 21 more games to go, and the story really gets very interesting after today. Boy, let me tell you about the week the Giants have coming up the next couple of weeks. But it is a very special day in American history, and one, as I sit back here and look out at beautiful Chase Field, and I think of that morning of September 11th, where I was that morning, and sitting there at the computer, as I usually do in the morning, and someone called up and said, have you seen what happened today? And I had no idea what happened, and I thought maybe something in the newspaper, something like that, and said, turn on the TV, and the shock of seeing the Twin Towers being attacked and going down was just something that I'll never forget. And I think for people who were born after 2001 and just teenagers now, it's something to sit back and reflect on and just take a look at, because we see where the world has gone since then and all these senseless attacks and the terror all around the world. And not that it just started with 9/11, but it was so dramatic here, and maybe it was the ultimate eye-opener for the United States to take a look at the world, its relations, what has changed in the world, and what is still going on in the world. It was an amazing, amazing, horrific day. And there really were heroes. And I know in the world today we like to glorify things and maybe take on stories that, you know, human interest stories and run with them and do it for the sake of media and things like that. But 9/11 in New York seriously was a day for heroes, for people to stand up. So many lost their lives, but so many went in to try to save people in those days. And if you're a fire person or a policeman or a medical person or an emergency responder or just a United States citizen or a citizen from anywhere and feeling it that day, that was a moment that I'll never forget. And we truly honor those people. And I know we tend to, you know, maybe take some things lightly in the country and maybe issues around the national anthem and patriotism and all that. But that was a day that the United States was attacked at home, and the people stood up that day in New York City and around Washington, of course, with the attack there. And it's something that I'll never forget, and I don't think we should ever forget what happened that day and the way people responded. And it gets us back to something that's been very dear to me, a subject about baseball. And I've always said, and you've heard me say on the show so many times, that baseball reflects what happens in America. And if it could go back to the Civil War, it could go back to the 1880s, the labor unions, World War I, the Depression, what happened with President Roosevelt in World War II, saying that baseball should continue. It's the national sport. It gives people hope and optimism. We want people to have the story. And we went further into our history, the expansion west and the train and the airplane travel and all the things, it always was reflected on the baseball field and the baseball diamond. Well, 9/11 was no different, and thank goodness for baseball. And I remember doing shows around those times and those few days off, and we didn't know what to do. Teams were stranded in different cities. They couldn't fly. There was a lockdown pretty much of the United States. But things then got back to normal as much as they could be. And I know the teams went into New York and went to the World Trade Center and Ground Zero and saw what happened, and there's still the smoldering ashes there. But baseball then stood up, and baseball got America back. Whether it was President Bush coming to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field or the home runs by Mike Piazza, whatever it was, it gave us a sense of normalcy and certainty that America and its culture would survive. And it came out on the baseball field, not on the football gridiron. It came out with the continuing story of baseball. And baseball had that moment. It's a slow sport. It unfolds slowly. The story unfolds slowly. And it's one of those sports, the game unfolds slowly, and we remember all the moments. Well, the honors before the baseball games, they were done slowly, and beautifully, and they portrayed the feelings of America and the desire to make things right again and to heal and to embrace our community and embrace the people who survived that attack and the ones who stood up to make it better and to try to save people. And we still do it today. So it's 15 years later. And for those of us who went through it, it's something I'll never forget, and I know you will never forget it as well. For those born after 2001 and sort of teenagers now or just young adults, it's something to take a look at today and talk to people about their feelings about that day. But baseball came through once again, and that connection to America, whether it's World War II, whether it's playing baseball in the jungles of the Pacific or the freezing forests of Germany and Europe and the trenches in France during World War I, baseball always had a part. And it's very important what baseball did in 9/11, and I'm sure today at Chase Field today there will be a ceremony remembering 9/11, I'm sure in New York City, where the Yankees are playing Tampa Bay, there will be something going on. I know the Mets are doing something special down in Atlanta today at Turner Field. So I just want to say that as we get started today. It's a tremendous pennant race. This thing is a story that started in February for us, and the best time is coming. What's coming up here in the next 21 days for baseball in general. And this is why we love the game, because you come down the stretch, you never know what's going to happen. Everything you think that you know that you figured out back in April and May, just forget about it. And we said, boy, in May when they blew the game or won a big game, I said, you're going to come this September, you'll never remember it. And it's true. We don't remember it. We know the numbers. You know, so many wins, 57 wins, so many blown saves, so many come from behind wins. You know the numbers, but you really can't remember the specifics when you get this far, because baseball now becomes a day-to-day proposition. It's the greatest sport there is, because it unfolds a season so slowly, and every day is a new day. And the Giants coming down the stretch here, they have a one-game lead over the Cardinals in the wild card, a game and a half over the Mets. They're four back of the Dodgers. Last night here at Chase Field, every starter for the Giants got a base hit. They ended up winning the game 11-3 last night. Johnny Cueto pitched great last night. Hunter Pence is simply just devastating right now. He's just hitting the ball with reckless abandon. He stands up there. You can't get him out. This is what happens when the guy gets hot. He's 10 for his last 11 appearances. He's been on base. He's got 7 hits in there with a home run and 3 walks, adding up to the 10 of 11 times on base. In 17 games, he's hit 382. And he is just picking this team up at a time when they really needed it. But this is what baseball's all about. This is what America is all about. When you need it, somebody comes through and steps up and gets it done. This is the ethic of our country. This is exactly what happens, and you see it reflected once again on the baseball field. When someone's got to come up, a team gets together, they play together, and they go down the stretch to see who's going to get to the final step. Will it be the Dodgers? Will it be the Giants? Who will get there? And this is what we do in baseball, and there's nothing like it. And we're in the best time of year right now. It is Sunday morning, and of course it's 9/11, and I want to reflect on that. But of course, this part of the baseball season for me, enjoy it. This is the best we get. It doesn't get better than this. There's nothing to be angry about. There's nothing to be, why don't they do this or that? You get to this point, 141 games in, you're kind of who you are or who you are. Maybe you'll put a rookie in there once in a while to pick up a game for you. But the guys who brung you here, those are the guys who have to get you home. And we'll talk a lot about it today and see what this game is all about. But a very special day here. As I said last night, the Giants win 11-3. Cueto was just masterful last night. And today, the left-hander Matt Moore goes to the hill for the Giants and came over in one of the more unpopular trades. Matt Duffy had his Achilles surgery a couple of days ago. I know he was on Twitter last night with a picture laying in bed with the cast on his leg. But Matt Moore is here. And Matt Moore has a big part of what's going to happen the rest of the way for the Giants. Didn't pitch well last time in Colorado, got knocked out. The big thing for him, walks and control. And controlling his ability to put the ball in the strike zone. That's the whole thing for this guy. As a Giant, he's pitched 39 innings, 28 hits, 4 homers, 25 walks in 39 innings and 37 strikeouts. You can't live like that. Today it's a home run game. People swing for the fences, and you're in a ballpark here. I imagine the roof will be closed by game time. It's probably be in the high 80s, maybe low 90s today. Who knows? But this is a place where the ball definitely travels. So he's got to be careful here today. He's pitched here before. 7 innings, gave up a couple of home runs as a Tampa Bay Ray in his past. But as a Giant, this is someone he's got to take the ball today. 41-32. He's a lefty against Arizona. They are not a good team, believe me. Paul Goldschmidt, I don't know what happened to him, but not a good year for him, and he really has done not much against the Giants. They've controlled him, and today is the last game for these teams to play against each other, and you hope that the Giants can control him. He is 3-for-6 with a homer against Matt Moore. It sizes up as a tremendous pitching matchup today, and the reason why, last night, of course, for Arizona, they got lit up pretty good, and it was a bullpen game on Friday night. But Archie Bradley had very little last night. The Giants knocked him all over the place. The guy today, and you know his name, Zach Greinke, makes his 347th Major League start. He's 154-98. 140 innings this year, 21 homers given up. His last start against the Dodgers, 5 home runs. My goodness, since he's back from his injury, 25 innings, 27 earned runs, and 9 homers? Who is this guy? But against the Giants, it's always trouble. 2-1 against the Giants this year with a .289 earned run average. We saw him up at AT&T last time through for Arizona. In 13 starts, he's only lost one to the Giants. How does Pence do? 7-for-29 with a couple of homers. So which Zach Greinke do you get today down here? Is it the home run machine, or is it the very deliberate Zach Greinke who carves the Giants up when he faces him? So it's Matt Moore, the lefty, Zach Greinke, the righty. That is the matchup today. So much more to do. We'll take a break on this Sunday morning. Our question for dinner at Original Joe's in September coming up, and we love these dinners. It's just so much fun out there. And boy, this one will be at the end of the month of September, so we're going to have a lot to talk about. Guess the attendance today at Chase Field. And this is one I couldn't even tell you how many people show up today. It is a patriotic day. I know they'll probably have a ceremony today. May bring people out. It's a day game. It's a beautiful Sunday in the Valley of the Sun. So we'll see how many show up today. But you can tweet in at Baseball Marty. And then you can also tell me where you're listening today. We had a lot of people who did that already. All right, we'll take a break. Much more coming up. We've got a good show for you today, and we'll take you through the standings, what is going on around baseball, and get you ready for baseball today on a day that America remembers 9/11 and absolutely remembers how baseball responded. Very, very important. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.